Pedestrians are the Moose of St. John's, and uncleared sidewalks are the alders in which they hide in. In the 2017 MUN Traffic Survey, one of the requests were improved access to sidewalks and safer crosswalks on campus. This feeling has increased during the snow-like months. The rapid freezing and melting has made sidewalks into slip and slides. And if the icebox weren't enough, the Marble Mountain recreations at crosswalks and bus stops has one jumping over onto the street. This is more than just an inconvenience. There are good sidewalks, and there are bad sidewalks, and there are sidewalks that are a product of poor design. St. John City Mayor Danny Breen claims,
Edmonton and most cities that do that have a different city layout. Mm-hmm. First of all, they have a piece of land, a strip of land that runs between the sidewalk and the street. Mm-hmm. So there's a place to store snow. So we would be in a situation here where the residents would clear off the sidewalk and our plows would come by and fill them in. The other difference here is that we have different weather conditions. We have a lot of freeze and thaw. So once that freezes into the sidewalks, it's very, very difficult to remove.
Due to the rapidly changing weather and the city layout, snowy sidewalks are just unavoidable. And for drivers like Ed Pinto, this is more than just inconvenient. It's unsafe.
Probably makes me more vigilant when I'm driving to make sure, like I said, so there's no accidents.
Uncleared sidewalks pose a risk for drivers and pedestrians. And despite the city's intentions of keeping walkways cleared, snow just seems to, well, fall from the sky and congest them, making life a little bit more difficult. In the MUN 2017 traffic survey, respondents suggested a more aggressive snow clearing strategy, even as going as far to suggest that Westerline Road should be pedestrian only. St. John's snowy sidewalk situation isn't a problem that can just be shoveled away, but do keep your shovels handy. It's going to be a brisk winter. I'm Rebecca Blake for Kicker News.